Then we set up a $1 million Anthony Mundane fight, which got complicated. The deal with Mundane's promoter was for $300,000 up front, with the remaining $700,000 due 10 days before the fight. But less than 24 hours before the bout, we still hadn't been paid. I told Shane to hop on the next flight home and pocket the $300,000. The following year, Mundane circled back with a new promoter and made the same $1 million deal. This time, the fight went forward. Shane lost, but he retired a multimillionaire. As I said, if I can't make the situation better, I don't want to be involved. All I expect is if I have made your situation better, you compensate me. That was where Floyd and I ran afoul. Floyd came out of the Diego Corrales fight a bona fide star. There's a lot that comes with that. Your endorsement deals change. Your access to just about everything increases. And if you're not careful, your ego balloons. And everyone knows that Floyd has an ego. But everyone loves him, even HBO. Together, we were able to flip their original $12 million offer into a contract that's worth anywhere from $24 to $50 million, factoring in the incentives. At the very least, we doubled their original offer. Floyd had no complaints, and that's why I'm not sure why he had such an issue paying me. Floyd didn't want his last fight to happen under contract with me because he flat out didn't want to compensate me for all of the hard work I put in. He mistook my kindness for weakness and was fooling himself. Things between us became distant. Communication was at an all-time low, and he was trying to avoid paying my $600,000 fee. So I flew to Las Vegas to settle it in person. When I arrived at the training facilities where Floyd was working out, the mood was tense. After his training, he and I stepped aside and I attempted to talk with him man to man. I wanted to know why he wasn't paying me. Floyd mentioned selling things in court, and I told him I was there to hold court. In the midst of us talking, a brawl had broken out between his guys and my guys. After he realized that paying me was the right thing to do, he gave me his word that he would pay me, and we all walked away. To his credit, Floyd kept his word, and he had Barb Arum pay his debt. It was done.